Now with me on the couch today is Debbie Butlander, who is the manager of the Dennis Goldberg House of Hope and is here to tell us more about the center itself, this vision of an arts and cultural center, which is under development in Hout Bay, and also to talk to us about their upcoming fundraising event, which we hope you're going to want to support. Debbie, thanks so much for joining us. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Pippa, and good afternoon to the listeners.
I hope most, if not every single one of our listeners, will recognize the name Dennis Goldberg as belonging to the prominent anti-apartheid activist and Rivonia trialist. He's now 86 years old, has never given up on the vision of a better South Africa, Debbie, and this is really where the story starts. I believe he established a trust a few years ago to give a sort of a structure to that vision.
Yes, I think it started because since he came out of jail, he's been collecting artwork, and he's got a terribly colourful collection of about 200 paintings and drawings, and also artifacts and other things. And it was when, as he puts it, he shuffles off to Buffalo, what is going to happen to these this art collection? And so the first idea was to establish a gallery where, and he's lived in Hout Bay now for 15 or 16 years. Okay. So he wants to give whatever he can give to Hout Bay, which is an interesting community and one which has racial divides that are, I mean, it's often referred to as a microcosm of South Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have an agreement with the museum, the Hout Bay Museum, as well as the Provincial Department of Cultural Affairs and Sport, that we have access to build our Dennis Goldberg House of Hope on their site. And the plans are going through the process, and we hope to start in a month or two.
It's a long, slow, bureaucratic process with lots of red tape involved. I know that, and I can say that confidently because everybody who's building anything in Cape Town is complaining about that. Debbie, you guys have not been immune to that slow pace of turnover.
Yes, we did have the plans are now, we believe, in the final stage. But the whole idea of the Dennis Goldberg House of Hope expanded beyond the art gallery to also to become an arts and cultural education center for the children and youth of Hout Bay. So at the moment, we've started doing activities. Obviously, the fact that we don't have our own premises makes it more difficult. Mm-hmm. Snookies, which
an
most
institution,
yes, have been exceedingly generous in that they give us access to their overflow hall anytime except weekends and over the Christmas New Year period. So we've been running holiday programs there. We've done some photography stuff. We're going to start hip hop classes this year in collaboration with Jazz Art every Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Crinandell School is leasing us their hall. So we really are taking off in that, but also looking forward to when we have our own building. The concert is some of your...
Can I pause you there? Just remember, before we get to the concert, I just want to talk a little bit more about the big picture of the center and then whittle down into some detail on the concert. Firstly, to say, yay, Snookies. That's wonderful news and yet another reason, if the calamari wasn't reason enough, a good reason to go and support them. In the interim, that you said the plans are close to approval. I know you've been through the formalities of a sort of a sod-turning ceremony, but you can't start building until those plans are finally approved. What sort of timeline are you thinking until you do have your own building in place?
Well, we're hoping that we can start building in late February, early March. And the first building, which is the gallery and a little office and one activity room and toilets, should only take 3 or 4 months. So it'll be during this year, unless we discover there's another step in the process that we weren't aware of. Yes. So, but we're trying not to let that keep us back, and we're definitely expanding activities this year with the hip hop, with some computer stuff.
So finding a way to deliver the vision of a shared arts and culture space that the youth can come together in, even though the actual physical place that you dream of may not exist yet. I'm aware of the fact that Dennis's health hasn't been the best.
Yes.
The delays, the process taking this long must, I know, have been difficult for him to cope with. How's he doing? I mean, he must be hanging on waiting to see this building go up.
He was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer about 18 months ago.
Yeah.
if not longer. So, you know, he wants to see this happen. He's seen the sod turning, but he wants to see a building there. And he wants to see the children and youth enjoying it. Mm. So every delay is a problem. He's amazing for someone who has stage 4 lung cancer. I think it's an obstinacy and a determinedness that is quite remarkable.
Well, it's exactly that backbone that has defined his entire life and service to South Africa, isn't it? So, okay, just to recap for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest in studio is Debbie Budlander, who's the manager of the Dennis Goldberg House of Hope. The house itself as a physical entity does not yet exist, but the activities, the vision of a place where the youth of Hout Bay, and by that we mean the youth of all parts of Hout Bay. Debbie, we're talking Imizamayeto, Hangberg, all the bits in between. This is an idea that a place where people who live very separately from one another can be brought together, really.
Yes, I mean, that's one of the principles, is that all activities are not just for one area of Hout Bay. And we try a little bit of language sharing and other things, but it really is for people to mix.
And arts and music, of course, the beautiful universal languages that don't need too much in the way of shared speech. Okay, now let's talk about the big fundraising concert, which is coming up the day before Valentine's Day. So if you've been scratching your head to find something really special to do this year, this is something to consider. The event is called Ukufikelela, which I'm told means reaching out in Xhosa. Tell us what the event entails, Debbie.
Okay, so Gareth Labba is the person behind this. Some of your listeners might have attended the magnificent concert that was held for Dennis's 85th birthday.
At Hugo Lambrecht.
At Hugo Lambrecht. It had Yvonne Chaka Chaka. It had a whole lot of other wonderful things. So Gareth has now dreamt up something different and very exciting. And it comes from this reaching out, which is bringing different people together. And I think it's part of the inspiration for it came from his meeting Erita Chen, who's a 14-year-old dancer in Hong Kong, and her uncle is a world-renowned cellist. So part of it is that the two of them will be here and will be part of performing, but they'll be performing together with South Africans. So Erita will be doing a dance that will be choreographed by South African Jessica Newpin together with two young jazz art dancers. The music has been composed by Matthijs van Dijk. We'll have Zanele Ndlovu, who's a musician and artist but also a storyteller, who will be part of that. So there's the main item will be all of these different people collaborating, and Gareth playing as well. And we'll have young musicians from Miyagi Orchestra in Soweto, and as well as the Cape Town Youth Orchestra. And then, because we're in Hout Bay, we'll have two items that are Hout Bay. One is the Ingoma Choir from Imizamayeto, which is magnificent and which has sung for us before. And the other is children from Amoyo Performing Arts Center, some of whom have attended our holiday programs and impressed us with what they've done there.
Our listeners may recall, if they've got long memories, we had some of the folk from Amoyo in a year or two ago speaking about the programs. I'm delighted to hear that it's not only still going, but going strong enough to be producing talent to be part of the show. That dance piece in particular, I think, is going to be a huge draw card for many of the listeners. I love the idea of it, this sounds like an event that sort of encapsulates everything you want to be doing one day at the center when it's up and running.
Yes.
But a dance, a mix music, masala. A real mix masala. Speaking of which, there's a plate of biryani thrown into the mix as
Indeed,
well.
Yes.
Okay, so tickets for the event include not only the evening's entertainment with all of that, the choir, the storytelling, the dance, the cello, and much more, but also your plate of biryani included in the ticket price. And the lovely thing is you're actually doing this on the site where one day the centre will stand, not so?
Yes, we will have a marquee in case the weather is not so great.
This is Cape Town. We must take that into account here.
And the biryani will be served before, so people can come from 6 o'clock, and from at 7 o'clock the concert will start.
Okay, so we're talking here about Thursday, the 13th of February, starting from 6 p.m. And running into the evening on the site where the centre is intended to be built, which is, of course, within the grounds of the Hart Bay Museum in Andrews Road. You're keeping it contained in terms of numbers, Debbie, so this is going to be a quite intimate experience of all of this.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
How many tickets are you actually selling?
The marquee has room for 270 people, so it is relatively small and intimate.
Okay. Now, tickets R300 a head, including your plate of biryani.
Yes.
I think that's a real deal considering what is on offer for the evening. Where does one go to book those in advance?
Quicket. Okay. So we're on Quicket, Okufikalela, and that's
please
it.
Get on to Quicket. R300 a ticket for Thursday, the 13th of February at 6 p.m. And then just a little bit more about what happens beyond the concert. Debbie, you've mentioned the hip-hop classes, part of the dream for 2020, some computer courses. What else can we look forward to from the House of Hope while we wait for the building to go
up? Okay, well, the holiday programs will continue. We're also collaborating with three local potters to provide pottery classes.
Lovely.
We are hoping to do some more work with Steve Rock, who's UK. Well, he was UK. He's now South African,
okay.
But a children's TV presenter. And okay. He did creative stuff with us in January. We're hoping to do more with him. And we'll see. Yes. At the moment, we're trying to get the three. We're collaborating with Mikulu Trust, which does book sharing, which is for working with mothers mainly. We had one father the last time of very young children. Wordless books, which allow interaction between the parent and the child, and also get children introduced to the idea of looking at books, interpreting them, speaking about them.
Such an important part of the ECD learning phase, and even before you get to ECD. And I want to mention and remind everybody that World Read Aloud Day is just around the corner in early Feb. So start thinking about that while we're talking about reading and books and the importance of having books in the life of a young child. I'm hoping, Debbie, that listening to this, there might be residents of Hart Bay going, gosh, I didn't even know this was happening in my neighborhood. I have skills in the arts. I am maybe a retired teacher or a creative person who would like to contribute in some way. Are you open to that kind of collaboration?
Definitely. I mean, okay. we have a lot of people who've offered their services, but we need more.
Okay.
And I mean, this is meant to be a project for Hart Bay. So what I forgot to mention is that, yes, when we have the building, and the later buildings will have activity rooms, it's not only for us. What we want is that other NGOs can use this space, and it's a safe space, and we can provide some support for them, because there is a lack of space in which NGOs can operate in Hart Bay. So, and we don't want to duplicate what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if others are doing it, they can come and do it at our place if they don't have their own space, and we'll try and fill in some of the gaps.
With support in infrastructure terms, that's fantastic. And there are so many wonderful NGOs like Omoyo, like DreamWorks. Many of them have been on the show. It would be wonderful to see that spirit of collaboration and sharing for the betterment of the community to take root. Okay, so let me just remind you again that the fundraising concert we've been talking about is happening Thursday, the 13th of February at 6 p.m. on the grounds of the Hart Bay Museum in a marquee. You can book your tickets through Quicket. The other way you can support what's happening here is, of course, by volunteering your time and skills and effort to help the vision of getting all kinds of arts and culture collaborations going. Please do reach out to the Dennis Goldberg House of Hope if you've been inspired by what you've heard today, if you feel you can make a contribution. The website is goldberghouseofhope.co.za. Debbie, if somebody wants to email you directly, is there an address we can share?
Yes, DGHOH, Dennis Goldberg House of Hope, @goldberghouseofhope.co.za.
And Debbie Budlander is the manager of the facility. I hope the next time we're talking, it's celebrating actual bricks and mortar going on onto that field outside the museum. Debbie, in the meantime, best wishes to you for the concert on the 13th. I hope it is a sellout success.
Many, many thanks.
Thanks for joining us today. Mm-hmm.